The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Insects don't breathe through their mouths. They inhale oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide via holes called spiracles in their exoskeleton. These holes typically line the insect's thoraxes and abdomens, sort of like exhaust pipes. And the circulatory system of insects are way different than ours. Rather than closed vessels, such as arteries and veins, shuttling blood around, insects have an open circulatory system in which their blood, called hemolymph, bathes the organs. And no, insects are not red-blooded. Their hemolymph is typically clear, but can appear greenish or yellowish. The oldest insect fossil goes back over 400 million years, suggesting insects were among the first animals to transition from sea to land. And not all insects are teeny either. The largest insect ever was Meganeuropsis, or the griffonfly, which was an ancient dragonfly with a wingspan of up to a meter. These ancient dragonflies preyed on other insects and small amphibian-like creatures during the age of the dinosaurs. The heftiest insect found today is New Zealand's giant weta, a cricket-like beast that can weigh more than half a kilo.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.